The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hello, you're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. I'm your host for the show. I am Lissa Marquardt, and I am a certified career and life coach. My passion is guiding others to find and live theirs. One of my greatest pleasures as a life coach is to watch my clients evolve and grow in the direction of their dreams. And despite what they may have believed prior to living their dreams, it's usually nowhere near as hard as they thought it was going to be. And that most times, simply having the dream, being clear about it, and taking even the smallest steps will find them realizing what they had previously believed was just a dream laying out there somewhere in the undefined future. My guest today is Kirk Selmayr. He is the founder of Osprey Resource Management, and Kirk was a guest on the show in July of 2021. He was just getting some real clarity on his dream at that time. And we always said that we would have to do another show somewhere down the road. That day is today. Kirk is living his dream. It even says so on his website. We're going to go to break, and when we return, Kirk will join us and share with us how his dream has unfolded. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Sun Rental Center has been consistently reliable since 1979. Whether you're a large contractor or a homeowner with an important project, Sun Rental Center is your number one call for equipment rental and services. They go the extra mile, offering hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, and longer rental options with industry standard products from John Deere, Doosan, Genie, JLG, Multiquip, Ditch Witch, Makita, Honda, Steel, and more. Sun Rental Center is open in Sandpoint Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
The Kootenai Valley Sportsmen Association presents their annual Gun and Horn Show this weekend at the Boundary County Fairgrounds in Bonner's Ferry. Buy, sell, trade guns, knives, hides, taxidermy, sporting equipment, and more. Enter your horns for the horn contest Friday noon to 5 p.m. or Saturday 9 a.m. to noon. The Gun and Horn Show is Friday 11 a.m. to 5, Saturday 9 to 5, and Sunday 9 to 2. Admission is just $5. Don't miss the Gun and Horn Show at the Boundary County Fairgrounds this weekend.
At the Co-op, we get the farming, ranching, gardening, off-grid, do-it-yourself, and escape-to-the-woods lifestyles. We understand farm animals, pets, honeybees, and wildlife. In our aisles, you will find housewares, clothing, animal health, hand and power tools, yard and garden supplies, plumbing and electrical products, and more. We can help you plant a garden. We can show you how to put in a fence, run a water line, establish a pasture, and catch the rain in barrels. We can show you what you will need to fasten a dealy bob to a whatchamadinget and hang up a doohickey. Our hardware selection is impressive. And when it gets cold outside, we can help you stay warm with wood stoves, energy logs and pellets, and propane options. So when it comes to propane, farm, home, and hardware, think Co-op Gas and Supply Company. We get this rural life like no one else. Come see us. The Co-op, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
News Talk 97.1.
Well, Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. I'm Lissa Marquardt, and my guest today is Kirk Selmayr, and Kirk is the founder of Osprey Resource Management. He is also a coach at Sandpoint Strength and Conditioning, and he is an established snowbird who balances all of it so he can fly to Central and South America during our winter months. So welcome, Kirk. So happy to have you on the show again.
Thanks. You caught me just before I flew south for the winter.
Exactly. I said I better catch him now because I don't know. Once he gets back, it might be a whole different story. But it's so awesome. And ever since you came up with an idea of how you could live your life a little bit differently by absorbing the things that you truly love, you've taken the little steps and you've gotten yourself where you wanted to be. And so I'm literally going to start crying because you did say you're living your dream, and it's just beautiful to see how it's unfolded. So just in case some of the audience is not familiar with where you were 4 years ago, if you wouldn't mind just sharing us with us a little bit about
sure
what that was like.
You know, I think 2020, like COVID year, everything, you know, I was just kind of, I was working for the USDA and was living out in Port Angeles, Washington, and I'd moved away from here and I really loved it up here, and I had good friends and family and everybody up here. And so I wanted to find a way to get back, and was just kind of like looking at the clock and I'm like, I can't do 20 more years of doing what I'm doing right now.
So explain a little bit about what USDA
is. Yeah. So I was working for an agency called the Natural Resources Conservation Service, and it was a great agency. They do really good work and, pretty diverse, and it's a little bit different, but just the paperwork grind and, yeah, kind of a seasonality to, you know, the work rhythm. And I was office bound a lot in the winter time, and, you know, was out and about in the summer, which was great. But, the winter I get, you know, kind of seasonally depressed, yeah, I suppose, like a lot of people do. And, was just like, I would love to get out of here in the winter time. And that kind of started the ball rolling on, maybe I should just make a mid-career change and maybe I could go out on my own and do my own thing. And so put in my resignation letter, and I think I wrapped up in May of 2021 and then moved back up here.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt you for 1 second because that right there was a huge, huge moment in your life that you threw yourself into discomfort.
Yes.
Total discomfort. Yeah, it's like, I'm leaving a job, right, this I prepared for, and because I am this uncomfortable in the job that I'm doing right now and the way I'm living my life.
Right.
So I love that, and that's kind of one of my big messages always to friends, clients, family, whatever, is that discomfort is usually one of the best things that can happen to you because it flings you into a position of doing something different for yourself. So
100%. Yeah. And I mean, you've been so great for me. Like, for the folks out there that don't know, Lisa's life coaching business is a life changing thing. Oh, and she took me on pro bono, took me under her wing.
Just because I love you.
Because she loves me. But it was, we had a few beers at McDuff's and would talk about life and what I wanted out of life. And actually my partner and I were just talking maybe a month ago about, you know, who would you hope to have in your life when you were a kid? Like if there was one person you could have in your life, and your name was the first one that came up.
I'm so honored.
Just automatic. So yeah, that, she's pretty amazing, folks. So if you're looking to make a change, this is a lady that can help you get there. Oh, not that this is a promotional hour for you.
But, right. No, but thank you. That was very kind.
So what was the question again?
Exactly.
Sorry. I got
just
there.
About like, you know, where you were and, you know, because it is, everybody thinks that when times like that happen, it's the worst thing that could possibly be. But it's like, it's just really a wake-up call to say, like, okay, you just got to do something different. What is it? And right. So how did that kind of play out for you?
Yeah, I think it was just, like, I felt some kind of stagnation and just, like, this is just not working for me anymore. Right. And it was very uncomfortable to think about leaving a very sure thing. I'd taken a promotion to go over to Port Angeles. I was kind of running my own show. I had a pretty, my boss was 2.5 hours away, so it wasn't like I had my boss breathing down my neck.
Right.
So it was a pretty good gig, you know, and I got to work with a lot of really cool farmers and ranchers and forest landowners. And so it was a good gig, but it was just, I knew I wanted to do something else. And I'd always kind of had a little bit of a bent towards being an entrepreneur. And I was like, maybe this is my opportunity. This is maybe the time. So I think, yeah, again, kind of 2020, a lot of time to reflect and figure out what you want. And it was a good kind of crux moment. And I got bitten by the travel bug at some point in my life. I don't know when, but I just started looking at this list of places I wanted to go and things I wanted to do. And I was like, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to get through this list and do these things unless I start really getting after it.
Totally love that.
I really needed to have more flexibility in my schedule. Like, you can't just, when you have a job like that, you can't just walk away for a month at a time or two
right.
months at a time. Like, people depend on you. You have things.
Somebody's
got to
do that paperwork.
Somebody's got to do it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah. It was one of those things where it's like, I have to kind of blow up my life to rebuild it to do some of these other things that I wanted to do.
Nice.
And so I had enough clarity there to kind of fight through, some of the inertia of just staying where I was at. So,
right. And
yeah.
So, and like I said frequently, it's, you don't take the giant leap right off the bat. It's taking those baby steps, like making a list of the places that you really want to go and realizing that we only have so much time and we don't know how much that is. So better get after it. So
yeah.
I love that. But so it's like you had steps kind of that just, did they just kind of come to you and you're like, oh yeah, this, I'm going to explore this or.
Yeah, I think it very much was like that. Like, I sort of blew this up and didn't really know what I was going to do exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I had a rough idea of what I was going to do. And then, you know, it's kind of morphed and changed and grown and, you know, whatever. But yeah, I think one of the things you told me early on, and we chatted about this on the phone the other day, was like, one of the things that you really told me was, you don't have to necessarily know how you're going to get to where you're going, but you do have to know where you want to go.
Yep.
And that is the main thing. Like, you don't have to fill in all the blanks on how you're going to get there. But if you don't know where you're going, that's,
right.
you know. And so I really just started kind of putting some of those things in my mind. Like, where I wanted to be, what I wanted to do, how I wanted to live my life.
Yep.
Flexibility, those kind of things were important to me. Freedom was important to me. Being able to move around, travel, and do those kind of things were important to me. Spending more time outside, doing that kind of stuff was really important to me, and taking care of my health. So all those things, you know, you start kind of charting some of those things out, and then you can fill in and kind of color in and do what makes it work behind that. So.
And you get more clarity that way.
You do, yeah.
And you get a breath of fresh air. It's kind of like you have this vision that's out there. Someday you're going to do this. You know what that looks like for the most part. And then it's like you just get those little steps like, oh, these are the places that I want to go. And this is how I could manage being entrepreneurial. And you just kind of let those little breadcrumbs lead you to where you want it to go.
Right. Yeah. And then you figure out what's really, you know, bottom line, what's really important for you in life,
right.
too.
Exactly.
And, you know, for me, what was important is having relationships with friends and family, being able to see them, having the freedom to travel. Those were a couple of big kind of non-negotiable sort of things that
right.
I wanted
right.
out of life. So,
And so you embarked on your first trip, and you went to Ecuador.
I went to Ecuador for 3 months. I went in like the winter of 2022 and had an amazing time. I went to Spanish school for about 3 weeks, met some friends, and we ended up traveling all over the country together. Went to the Amazon, climbed my first stratovolcano, and just generally had a really, really good time. It was generally a really positive experience. And so that kind of hooked me. And then, yeah. And so I guess it kind of went from there. The following year I went to Chile and Argentina and spent a couple of months in the winter down there. And then last winter I just went to Colombia for 10 weeks and took a sailboat back to Panama and flew back from Panama. So it's a really kind of fun way to get, you know, travel and get around.
Yeah. And you go by yourself, which most people ask me all the time, like, wait, you went to such and such place by yourself? I'm like, you know, there are so many benefits to traveling solo that, you know, you wouldn't even know. Like, people take you under their wing. They, you know, you make friends that you wouldn't have the opportunity to meet. So you tell us what did you find to be the growth experience.
Years ago, I like hiked on the Appalachian Trail, and I did about 500 miles of that. And they call that trail magic on the Appalachian Trail.
I love
like
it.
You just kind of like just random nicety things kind of happen to you. And I feel like that's aww, like that when you're just traveling in general.
Yeah.
This year, I'm fortunate. My fiance Cassie is going to come down.
I love that.
She's going to bring me back home. So she's going to come towards the back half of the trip, and then we're going to come back together. So we'll do Machu Picchu and all the fun things together. So
that's so great.
It'll be really good.
Yeah. And that morphed because, as I recall, the first trip that you went on, it got a little long.
It got a little long. Yeah. It got a little long. Yeah. I've been still trying to find the sweet spot on how long, like before I'm like homesick and kind of over traveling.
Right.
Cause it is people call it a vacation, but it's almost not like a vacation because I come back exhausted from it most of the time. Like I'm just, my brain is done. Like I've been trying to solve all these problems in Spanish for, you know, for months. And yeah, I'm just looking for something a little more familiar by the time I get back. But
I don't know that anybody's ever said vacations were necessarily
right. Yeah,
to
I think a lot
restful.
Of people need a vacation from their vacation. For
yes,
sure.
Especially when you're going to a country where you don't necessarily speak the language.
You don't speak the language, yeah. And I tend to rough it a little bit too. So I'm not staying in 5-star hotels or anything. Right.
Well, and the other thing,
backpackers.
Yeah, so. And when you're traveling alone, the one thing I've found too is that you're not trying to accommodate anybody else. So it's like that whole world really is your oyster. You can do anything you want. And that is a big selection process.
It's overwhelming. That is a thing. And that's almost where it's kind of nice to find a couple of traveling buddies along the way.
Do?
Because then they narrow down the choices for you a little bit. Because, it can be a little bit overwhelming in that way.
So. Or just speaking to the locals. They are great at guiding as well.
Yes, for sure. You'll get plenty of ideas that way. So,
well, anyway, we need to go to break. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Albertson Barlow Insurance Services in Sandpoint is your trusted, independent, locally owned and operated full-service insurance company. Scott and Ty understand that insurance these days can get confusing. They're here to assist you through the process and explain your options clearly, providing you and your family the right coverage for every need. Life, health, property, auto, and more. Contact Albertson Barlow Insurance in the old Powerhouse building, online at Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
Imagine hiring a carpenter to fix a computer.
Just a little whack should do it.
Or a plumber to fix your TV.
Think I found the leak.
Sometimes it's just better to start with an expert. When it comes to your car or truck transmission, get it done right the first time. Call on the specialist at Burnett's Transmission. Burnett's is absolutely the undisputed expert in transmission service and replacement. They've invested in the sophisticated equipment and certified training required to offer
offer you affordable expert transmission repair. Cars and trucks, 4x4s and motorhomes, manual or automatic. When it comes to your transmission, turn to the specialist Burnett's Transmission on Highway 200 next to the Hoot Owl. Call them today for a free transmission performance diagnosis. 263-0589. You'll feel better knowing that the experts at Burnett's did the job. Or you could call your dentist.
Aha! Maybe if I just pull this... Oh, maybe not.
Okay, so you waited to buy your sweetheart a Christmas gift until December 24th at 4 p.m. You had to settle for a gift box of socks from the big box store. Congrats, you are on the naughty list. Wait, it's time to redeem yourself. Shop the Rusty Trunk in Bonner's Ferry and Pondere now for Valentine's Day to get back on the nice list. The store is stocked with unique and wonderful one-of-a-kind items. Make a New Year's resolution to make gift-giving fun again at the Rusty Trunk.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother was saying he got life insurance from Ethos. With Ethos, it only took 10 minutes and he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online, no medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
North Idaho's radio, News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. My guest today is Kirk Selmayr, and Kirk is the founder of Osprey Resource Management, and he has come up with his strategy on how to live his dream by working part-time in the year and playing the rest of the year during the winter months here in Sandpoint that he's not particularly fond of, but not willing to let go of Sandpoint to move somewhere else where the weather's a little bit different. So I totally admire your strategy on how to figure it out because, you know, most people wait till they retire to do things like that, but you took your retirement strategy early and just divided it up, which I love.
Yeah, I just pack a lot of my work year into, you know, 9 months of the year. So it kind of, it's just efficient that way.
Yes.
And so, yeah, that affords me an opportunity to get out of here this time of year.
And again, you did not have clarity on the business side of it 4 years ago. I mean, that I think felt the most cloudy at that
for
particularly
sure.
Time. And so tell us, like, okay, so you landed back in Sandpoint after you left your job in Port Angeles and you knew you still loved the line of work that you were in.
Right.
But you decided to go entrepreneurial. And so how did that all play out?
Yeah. So that was, you know, it's a whole kind of new thing where you've got to figure out, like, I'm a forester. Okay. People need foresters, but how do people know that you exist?
Yep.
And like, so then you've got to figure out marketing. You got to figure out those kind of strategies and those kind of things and getting yourself out there. So I started kind of small. I was just writing forest management plans for people. And then,
well, tell us a little bit what that means because.
Sure. Yeah. So basically they're plans to help people manage their forests, like, the trees on your forest are like a crop. That's one way you can view them. And so a forest management plan will help you kind of dial in exactly what your goals are for your property. So it could be wildlife, it could be growing, you know, the most marketable timber you can grow. It can be aesthetics. It can be a lot of different things.
Right.
So the county actually has a program for tax abatement if you're managing timber for selling it. They'll give you a break on your taxes, which is a really good deal. So I kind of started out writing those plans. because I knew how to do those. And then I was doing that for a little while. And then actually your son approached me about coaching one day.
Of course he did.
Oh, sorry about that. And so we had a chat about that. And I was like, I had no thought that I could do that. And so I started doing some coaching at Sandpoint Strength. And got some credentials to do those kind of things, through CrossFit and, precision nutrition and all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And then just staff training too, because we have amazing staff there.
Yes.
And so started doing that, did a little bit of personal training. I was like, all right, this is fun. I really enjoy this.
Nice.
It's a different thing than forestry, and I could still kind of manage it with what I was doing out in the woods. And I was like, all right, this is a way to kind of keep me going until I can put enough on here. And then towards the end of, like, I kind of did that for a couple of years. And then towards the end of last year, we're in 2025 now. So towards the end of 2023, I built a website in the spring, kind of had a setback and was like, had nothing when I came back from Argentina. And was like,
oops,
it was like a real crux moment where I was like, maybe I just need to go get a job and maybe this isn't going to work out.
Right.
And my fiance Cassie was like, you need to double down right now and you need to go do some marketing and like put a website together and do all that kind of stuff. And so I did that. I knuckled down and just did that. And another very uncomfortable thing for me to do, which is build a website.
And for most entrepreneurs,
Nothing about this. So I did that. And then that totally paid off towards the end of 2023. I got a solicitation from Idaho Fish and Game. They needed some elk habitat restoration work done on the Selway River and did a big project with them in 2024. We finished up in August and then got another contract from them and bidding on some more. So yeah, it just kind of, it's last year, 2024 was kind of like the exponential year, kind of like puttered along for a couple of years and sputtered and did the thing, but you got to give it a little bit of time to get all the stars kind of aligned and get it to be what you want it to be. So yeah, it's kind of a, you have to be patient with it for sure. It's not going to just happen kind of overnight. And when you want to give up on it is probably the exact wrong time to give up on
it.
Because you're just about to turn the corner.
Exactly.
So at least that was my experience.
And that is when most people quit.
Yeah,
because they feel like they have not come up with a good idea, that they've led themselves astray, and then it just all spirals downward. But and when it's really, if you think about it in the grand scheme of what you do, getting a website up, pretty minimal.
Pretty minimal, yeah. And like now it's up, it's kind of done. Cassie was great; she reworked it a little bit for me, made a little bit more. Mobile friendly and some of those kind of things. But, you know, I think that's another enemy of getting anything done is like that need for it to kind of be perfect.
And
just get it like 80 or 90% good and like call it a day. And then when you have time, you can get back to it later.
Perfection is a dream killer.
Yeah,
for sure.
I think so too, for sure. So, just get something that'll get your name out there and get you going and it'll fill in the blanks for itself.
Oh my God. That makes me laugh because remember your first attempt at marketing?
Yeah. And that worked. I want to point that out. My flyers worked.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Okay. You have to tell that story. That's a good one.
Well, yeah. My first attempt at marketing was, I was like, I'll just hang up flyers like at all the gas stations and stuff. So I drove to all these gas stations and hung up flyers. And I did actually get some work out of that. That was, they'd actually got me to where I'm at today. Got me working with some different people. But other than that, I got nothing out of that. So you just never know what's going to work. So
that's like pre-web pre-internet marketing.
Yes, yeah. Put an ad in the back of the newspaper, maybe, and hope somebody, exactly. You know, the nickel's worth, and hope somebody bites on it. But,
yep. But I do remember you telling me, I actually got some business from my flyer. I was like, well, that's awesome.
Works, yeah. Sometimes those traditional methods are not bad, so...
you know, hey, start where you're comfortable. You know, if making a flyer is, if somebody's thinking of a business opportunity, if making a flyer is the most comfortable thing for you, you've taken a step in the right direction.
Exactly.
You know, you can figure it out.
Do something. Yeah. I felt like that was like, okay, this is the thing that I can do in a day, and I can just get this done, and I'll feel like I did a thing. And it worked.
And so. Then, you know what? At least you know. The people that look at that know what you're doing, and you don't know who they know. So it can be as simple as that. Nothing has to be perfect. So I love that start. It did have come to fruition for you.
It did. Yeah, for sure. So.
Well, and how is your business growing, developing in directions that excite you now?
Yeah. So I've always kind of had more – like my experience, my career experience has been more in the front end of forestry. So planting, planting and then thinning out trees. So I have very little experience in the back end of the business, which is harvesting trees and getting them to the mill. So I've got a partner that I kind of work with on those sort of things. And that's been kind of a fun collaboration to learn something about that end of the business that I didn't know. But I can kind of hand that off to him when, you know, I'm getting a little bit above my depth as far as what I'm comfortable with. But what I really know is like how to plant trees and grow trees and get them to a point where a guy like that can kind of come in and, you know.
Take care of it,
do whatever.
Yeah, and so, that was kind of a godsend too that landed in your lap.
Yeah, that's been really cool. Yeah just kind of like reconnecting some of these different pieces and figuring out how you can kind of pull that in and use that to your advantage and just offer more without actually having to offer more.
Absolutely.
Can make more things available for people, but you don't have to know all of it, which is great.
Well, and he's probably excited to do his end of the job.
Totally.
I mean, that's
and
the
so
perfect
we make a good partnership
because
he doesn't like doing the front end of the part, the job. So it's kind of perfect that way. It makes us a really good team. And so we've been able to kind of do a little bit more of that here over the last 6 months or so. And then just finding kind of a network of different subcontractors so I can subcontract out some of the planting work, the thinning work, and get to more scale and get to some bigger size projects and some things that are more interesting. So that's been really fun too, to kind of work on that network.
So with so many people buying property here, vacant land, what do you work with those people to enhance? Like I know of several people that have moved here and they have just stripped the land of everything.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, that to me is just something that I think people could use help. I don't know if it's just ignorance on their part or they don't know somebody like you could come in and say, you know, this is a good strategy on what you could do.
Yeah, I think a lot of people come up here and they've never owned forest land before. Right. They've lived somewhere else. They don't know anything about our ecology and our climate and our soils, the different plants and animals that kind of live in our forest. So, you know, really the first thing I try and nail down with, you know, a client is like, what do you want? You know, do you want to grow $1 million worth of timber out here? Like, is that what you really want? Do you want to just have big trees out here? Yeah. Do you want to have a bunch of critters running around? If so, which ones? Because I have a wildlife background from school and things too. So I'm kind of interested in that end of the business.
Love that.
So, you know.
And if you want to hunt on your property,
you
want to
hunt, like
or...
you want to have a mountain bike trail, maybe this is where we could put it in. Like there's a lot of different
things, awesome too.
You know, that you can do if you know what you have, right? And, you know, it's kind of starts underneath your feet, like what kind of soils you have and what sort of potential you have.
Right.
So, yeah, you do see a lot of that where people don't know that that's out there, that there's people that do this kind of work. They just think they've got to figure it all out on their own and they don't have to do that. Right. There's people that do this a lot. And a lot of times, like with forestry, it's different than, there's some elements that are similar to like farming, right? But with farming, you have a crop every year, sometimes two crops a year. Right. Depends on what you grow. So you have a crop every year. So you get to learn pretty quickly. And if you have a bad harvest, well, you have next year to kind of figure it out. Trees, it's not really that way. Like, you got to wait a long time between you come. So if it gets screwed up, you're going to be waiting a long time. So if you had a farmer in that sort of situation, they would probably consult out too. If they'd only done it, you know, they were going to maybe do it once in their lifetime. It's probably a pretty good thing to reach out to somebody that has some familiarity with some of these kind of things.
Yeah.
You know, and bring in some professional help on that.
And well, and like what I have seen is on the lake in particular and on the mountain, and where it's just their only consideration perhaps is their residence, and then they just strip out all the trees. But I think the thing that they don't realize is that once you get the house in place, then you're going to have to start with small trees and wait for them to grow forever.
Yeah, sure. You might have erosion concerns. There's other kind of things. Yeah, you can create a slide situation. Yep. So there's a lot of things. And, you know, you have to balance that with, you know, we live in an area that is seasonally at threat of wildfire. And so you kind of have to balance those kind of things too. Some of those trees do need to be away from your house. You're going to put a house in there.
Yep.
And you need to have some buffer around your house so that it's potentially defensible in the event that we do get, you know,
right,
a fire here. So.
So do you ever do that work with people residentially, or is
For sure.
That
and
makes me feel better.
Sometimes, that's always a thing that we talk about. Whenever there's a structure on the property, that's fire is always a thing that you have to consider, and where somebody's residence is and trying to make it defensible. So where the fire trucks can turn around, your access to water, you know, how close the trees are, if they're pruned up or not. And some of that stuff is kind of a better fit for like an arborist. Right. John Gaddis, shout out.
Sure.
He does some great stuff out there. You know, he'd come in, he'll climb the trees. I'm not climbing.
Oh,
any.
I've seen him. He's built for that.
Is. Yeah. I'm not climbing any trees.
No.
So,
again, let him do what he's good at.
Yeah. Foresters deal more with the entirety of the forest, exactly. And arborists deal with the individual trees. So that's where it's kind of good to have these referral things too, where people have, you know, a need that I can't meet, but I know where to send them.
Absolutely.
And give them the right tools.
All right. We need to go to break again. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Every 40 seconds, someone in the U.S. has a heart attack. It's American Heart Month, and the Bonner General Health Emergency Department encourages you to learn the warning signs of a heart attack and when to seek emergency care. Common signs are pain or discomfort in the chest, arms, back, neck, jaw or stomach, shortness of breath, nausea, lightheadedness, or sudden cold sweats. If you suspect a heart attack, call 911. Our team is ready to care for you right here in downtown Sandpoint. For more information, visit bonnergeneral.org.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI. And you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and live lives that they genuinely love. My guest today is Kirk Selmayr, and he is the founder of Osprey Resource Management. And he is also a fabulous coach at Sandpoint Strength and Conditioning, which is, I think, I love that you've just kind of balanced so many different things that you love. And if I had one bit of advice for everybody, is like, focus on the things that you love and try to weave them into something. So
yeah, for sure.
And I love that you're doing that. And I think it provides you balance, to everything that you have going on.
Definitely.
With all your balls in the air.
Yes. With all the balls in the air. Yes. For sure. Yeah. Coaching at the gym was definitely, a really fun experience and very different, you know, inside work versus outside work, and a lot of people versus not a lot of people. So definitely a fun experience. So yeah, trying to weave in some things in there that maybe will help you pay the bills, but you also enjoy doing.
Yeah.
I think is
and
a
helps
really...
you stay healthier or whatever,
yeah,
you know, whatever
yeah,
you
find
love.
Find something like that, that, you know, it can keep you moving in the right direction and doesn't yeah. take you so far away from it that you can't do these other things.
Yeah. Because everybody thinks that you have to commit full time to something or make it like, okay, I'm really into fitness. I have to be a trainer I have to be, you know, and work at a gym, or I have to have my own gym. And, you know, it doesn't, maybe you just work a couple of hours a week and
yeah,
you get to
fine.
Have that opportunity yeah. and learn and get your own certifications and
yep.
things like that.
You need to learn a lot. You get to meet a lot of people yeah. and you get a lot of different skills. And that was a really good experience, and gets you up there in front of a class talking to some people
yes.
too, which is, yeah, you get a little bit more of a public speaking opportunity.
That is
every day,
very true.
Whether
that
you're awake or not. You guys, so.
And then people just kind of know to expect you to be the way you are, and that's totally fine.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Which is super fun.
Yep.
So I totally love how you have woven everything together and how you're making it work. And for right now, but do you kind of have some ideas of what you, your dream down the road?
Yeah.
What does that look like?
I think my dream down the road is probably to completely avoid winter.
This has been a little long
yeah,
for you. Okay.
Yeah, this has been
You're
a
usually
bit
out
long.
Of here by end of
so,
January,
yeah.
right?
My fiance and I have talked about maybe moving to the Southern Hemisphere for half the year and then coming back up here for half the year.
Yeah.
Which would kind of line up with my field season and what I do up here, and the rest of it I could probably do remote. So that's kind of an exciting opportunity.
That's awesome.
So we're trying to kind of build and set ourselves up for that.
Yeah. And so when you go on your trips, then will you be kind of looking where you might want to settle? Or
I'm looking for some different places. Yeah. There's some cool little spots out there.
Nice.
That I've found that I wouldn't mind going back and spending a few months a year at.
I
so,
love that.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice little scouting trip every year. So,
yeah.
That's kind of where this is going, I think. I think that's where it's heading. As far as different growth things within the business, that's a really fun thing about being an entrepreneur is you
yeah.
don't really necessarily know exactly where it's going to take you. So, I've been enjoying kind of the growth phase and
sure.
and things getting a little bit bigger every year. I could see having an employee or two here in a couple of years, and you know, bringing some younger folks up and showing them how to do what I do, and kind of pass this torch off here.
Love that.
You know, so
I love that. Well, and so, you know, I always say that the purpose of this show is to highlight people that have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to live lives they genuinely love. And you are such a good model of that, which I love. Can you just speak briefly to, like, what courage does it take? How did you work through that?
Yeah, it takes an immense amount of courage. Like, you have to, you kind of have to blow up what you know and go into something that is very unknown. And that's uncomfortable. It is very uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable. But you just have to trust. I mean, how much
does... You kind of do. Yeah, you kind of got to take that step out there and sort of trust that it's just going to work out and... You know.
Or it wouldn't be calling your name. That's what I believe.
Right. Yeah. I think there is a lot of truth to that. Like, where you just kind of trust and have some faith in yourself that you know what you're doing.
Yep.
It's going to be okay. It's probably not all going to come together. So make sure you've got enough kind of saved up or whatever to get you through the lean times. But if you can kind of fight through that part of it, then you can get to something else. Yep. And yeah.
And now I'm sure it still takes courage. There's still risks that you have to take. But because you've already walked down that road, you've gotten through probably the scariest of times.
Sure.
You do develop more trust in the fact that things are going to work out. I know how to do this. There's always a strategy around everything.
Right. Yeah. And... Yeah, the first time you do anything is very stressful.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's starting a business, or then even within, like, there's all these micro things within your business, like the first time you build a website, or the first time you take on a big contract, or the first, you know, whatever. There's all these little decision points, and they're all kind of scary.
Terror.
And your body's telling you, do not do this.
Exactly.
I'm freaked out right now. But yeah, you do have to... you kind of have to face a lot of those fears and just kind of keep going, and then celebrate your success too.
I love that.
Look back on how much you've accomplished, you know, over a given period of time.
Celebrate your accomplishments,
your wins.
People do forget.
And it can be on a daily basis. You probably should be daily, but weekly, monthly, quarterly, yearly, every 5 years, whatever, take a look back and realize how far you've come in really probably not as long as what you thought it was going to be. So it goes a lot quicker than what you think. So it has that way of kind of sneaking up on you.
Yep. And always ask for help. I think that's one of the things that people are terrified to do when it's like they're so many mentors out there, and no matter what line of work that you're in, that would be more than willing to share their wisdom and expertise.
Yeah. And on that line, thank you. I should give a shout out to SCORE.
They have been
super
awesome.
Helpful. If you guys don't know about SCORE, score.org. I'm not sure if it's the Chamber of Commerce or who sponsors that. Do you know, Lisa? You said you used to work for them, right?
Gosh, you know, it could be the Chamber of Commerce. I'm not sure.
I got paired up with a great mentor over in Seattle.
I think it's the Department of Labor.
Department of Labor. Yeah. It's phenomenal. Totally free resource. They've got all kinds of stuff.
Their mentors.
There's some dynamite people in there that are just a wealth of knowledge and have done all the stuff already. So you don't have to reinvent the wheel. So yeah, that is another good.
And they know where you've been.
They know where you've been, they know where you're at right now, and they kind of, and they can see the future better than you can see the future.
Absolutely.
So,
I love that. Thank you for bringing that up. We have like one more minute, so just from the wisdom of Kirk, what would you suggest to somebody that's kind of just struggling with what they're doing work-wise and want to make a change?
I guess really think about what you want and then be brave enough to go out and get it and do the hard things and really figure out what you value in your life.
I love
and
that.
If something's not bringing value or joy to your life, then you probably need to let it go and move on. And that can be a lot of different things. So, take the opportunity. Don't be afraid. It'll probably work out. You'll be okay. You can always get another job.
That's right.
There's
always something else you can
do. You'll never know if you didn't do it. That's
right. Thanks so much for being here. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening in. Be sure and join in the call next month, and be sure to get out there and live your life and really live it. Online.